Bill and said, take off that coat and vest. He started tapping on his ribs that gave Bill such a shock. He just grabbed that doctor's hand and said, now look a here, Doc, keep them cold icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. You may cure my aches and ills with your powders and your pills, but keep them cold icy fingers off of me. One night when Bill was passing a graveyard on something dressed in white jumped out and made a grab at Bill. Now Bill said, you may catch me, but I'll make you do your best. Before we start to travel, let me make one last request. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. You may run me out of breath, you may scare me half to death, but keep them cold.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program, Volume 2, Number 67. We're up to 67 now. Isn't that exciting? Did you hear me just crack my knuckles? Look, sorry that I wasn't around. Yeah, made you guys listen to the robot for a while. I don't know what's up with that guy. He's got problems. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that it's cold outside. I don't know if you've been... Although, I think... there's a problem because by the time you hear this, it might not be cold anymore, or it might not be as cold, or the fact that it's cold might not be such a big deal. Anyway, it's cold outside. And I think everybody in the world, or at least in America, just had one of the coldest times in their history or something. I don't know. But it gave me an idea because I'm lazy and uncreative. And the idea that I had was that I would play songs about cold. Huh? Are you following me? See how brilliant I am? But wait, it would be super easy just to play an entire Immortal record, because all of Immortal songs are about ice and snow and winter kingdoms and blizzard beasts and stuff like that. But that's too easy. I'm going to try to switch it up and maybe not just play all Immortal songs. And yes, Shannon, before you send that email, I know that I've played the Stanley Brothers Keep Them Cold Icy Fingers Off of Me, which you just heard before I started talking. I know I've played that before, but it's thematically appropriate, so I played it again. Having said that, here is Immortal with Winter of the Ages. We'll be right back. Throwing Muses with Colder, Joe South, I'm Snowed, Immortal, Winter of the Ages. Remember how the robot told you that we were taking up the carpet in this room? And, well, the robot told you that my wife was doing it, because I did, honestly, very little of the work. But I'm doing a little more work on the back end, kind of moving the furniture back in here and putting things where they need to go. But guys, this room used to be a garbage dump. I was scared that people would come over to my house and open the door and see it. And now I want them to. You can come over anytime. Please don't. But anyway, I'm really happy because there's a space here that's a little more usable. And I owe it all to my lovely wife for having the idea, for implementing the plan, and for doing most of the tedious work of pulling up the carpet. You hear that? I got a new chair, too. It's an old chair, but it's new to me. Listen, it creaks. I can't make it creak again. Oh, well. Maybe later.
I talked with a stranger, so sad and forlorn. His garments were sackcloth, all tattered and torn. He told me a story of sorrow and his heart went to heaven at the first fall of snow. He spoke of his angel, a dear baby girl. He loved every footstep. He loved every curl. But she went to heaven just 1 year ago. The angels came for her at the first fall of snow. He still had the dolly that she used to love. He held and caressed it and gazed up above. He whispered, my baby, you're waiting, I know. I'll bring you your dolly at the first fall of snow. And there as I listened, my eyes filled with tears. I knew she was part of his happier years. His frail body trembled. He spoke soft and low. I'll be with my baby at the first fall of snow. I patted his shoulder, my feelings to hide. He couldn't know I was crying inside. Smiled as we parted, 'cause he didn't know that we lost our baby at the first fall of snow.
Distract me, winter games. I was about to get.
That last little bit always took me by surprise. When I was making mixtapes for friends, I would play Ice Cold Ice by Husker Du. And I think the song's over, and I press the pause button, and then that last guitar kind of chord would, I don't know why I said guitar, you know what instruments are, it would come back, and I would always have to kind of rewind the tape and splice it together. And I should have just remembered, but I guess I didn't put that song on mixtapes enough to have that level of familiarity with it. Anyway, before that you heard Winter Games by Superchunk and At the First Fall of Snow by Hank Williams. And now continue with the theme, guys. I'm sticking to this one all the way through. I hope it's still cold while you're listening, because if not, the whole thing's kind of... I mean, it's still effective, but it's not as effective. Anyway, here's Roger Miller.
Some folks like the summertime when they can walk about, strolling through the meadow green, it's fun, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime with snowfalls all around, where I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, I traced her little footprints in the snow. Found her when the snow's on the ground. dropped in to see her. There was a big round moon. Her mother said she just stepped out, be returning soon. I found her little footprints and I traced them through the snow. I found her when the snow was on the ground. Well, I traced her little footprints in the snow. Up in heaven, she's with an angel band. I know I'm gonna meet her in that promised land. But every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. For I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, I traced her footprints through the snow.
Laser slave, he's on way. what I've listened. I think I'll mosey into this saloon here and get warm. That's more like it. Hey there, bartender. I'm thirsty.
All right, Toucan. I'll get you some water.
I said I was thirsty, not dirty.
Well, I could argue that point with you, Toucan. But here's a drink for you.
What is it?
You're good stuff, 80-year-old.
Sure is small for its age, ain't it?
Well, just the same, it's 80-year-old. And what's more, it's imported.
I better drink it before it dies of old age. You say that stuff was imported?
From the old country.
It wasn't imported, it was deported.
That's what we bartenders call an Irish cocktail.
Yeah, I feel like I'm turning green.
My old man invented that drink. While back, him and us throwed a party, he drank 15 of them Irish cocktails.
15? Boy, I'd like to see you, old man.
Too late. We barred him yesterday.
Now, give me something else.
Here, try this.
Man, that's good. Hey, what was in that paint remover?
I don't know. Why?
Took all the enamel off my teeth.
What? You're lying.
What?
You ain't got no teeth.
Your jokes are worse than your whiskey. What time is it anyway?
Tuesday.
Don't get technical with me. What month is it?
February.
February. How long I've been in town this time?
Oh, not long. 3-4 months.
In that case, I guess I better be getting back to the ranch one of these days. Ma might start getting worried.
We can't leave now, Toucan. This here town's snowbound. We'll be shutting here for months yet.
Gad, what are we going to live on?
Oh, don't you worry. I took care of that. I sent my boy, No Gun, to dig his way to the settlements to bring us back some provisions.
Saved our lives.
Here he comes back now.
Here I am, Papa. I done brung you enough provisions to last the entire winter.
Good for you, son. Put them down there in the floor. Oh, by the way, what'd you bring for all us and old Toucan here?
Papa, I done gone and brung us a tote sack full of taters and 14 gallons of corn liquor.
Why, you poor, ignorant, imbecile, low-down, sneaking extravaganzer, we ought to take a buggy whoop and frail the daylights out of you.
How come?
Why, you darn fool, what in the world are we going to do with all them potatoes?
That was Johnny Bond with Winter Blizzard, Frozen Over from Captain Beyond, and Footprints in the Snow from Roger Miller started that one out. Guys, I don't have anything to talk about. It's good to be back. It's good to be talking to you again and not letting the robot take over this. And I hope that my absence has made me grow just slightly fonder in your sight, because it has certainly had the opposite effect. Wait, no, not the opposite effect on me towards you. What I mean is I missed you guys and I like you more because I, you know what? This is stupid.
Die! 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 She gave me trouble all my life. She made me work in the cold rain and snow. Rain and snow, rain and snow. Made me work in the cold rain and snow. And she dressed me in old rags, and the worst of old rags, and went dressed like a lady in some town, and went dressed like a lady in some town. She come down the stairs, combing back her long wavy hair, and her cheeks was as red as a rose, and her cheeks was as red as a rose. And I took her to her room, where she made her fatal doom. And I trembled to my knees with cold fear, with Kofir, with Kofir. And I tremble to my knees with Kofir. I shot her through the head, and I laid her on the bed. And I tremble to my knees with Kofir. With Kofir, with Kofir. And I tremble to my knees with Kofir.
You know, sometimes you set out to play a fun song about winter, and it turns out to be about wife murder. That's just the way it works out sometimes. Dillard Chandler with Rain and Snow, I'm Cold from The Cure, and Arctic by 108. That's what you just heard. I can tell from the waveform that I'm watching as I record this that I really hit that C on Arctic. Sorry. I can never get the volume level on this microphone correct. I'm trying to modulate. You would think after a year, honestly, that I would have figured this out, but I haven't because I'm not good at it. Let's see. I told you I'm going to Philadelphia. There's a new issue of my wrestling fanzine. It's called The Atomic Elbow. My friends are pretty great. You're pretty great. House remodel, not remodel, just pull up the carpet, really. Yeah, it's cold outside. Yep, there's nothing new going on. Nothing at all. So here's They Might Be Giants.
There's a knock at the door that I adore. There's a face at the window, a smiling yellow face. There's a knock at the door, and if I were at home, they'd find me there. There's a note on the door that I would see, and the furniture's barely been moved from where it was. There's a note on the door, and the note would say, when it rains, it snows. When it rains, it snows, I wonder why. And now I know that when it rains, it snows. There's a nut with a shotgun, bang, bang, bang. There's a doctor, a waitress, a fireman with a hat. There's enough with a gun. There's enough so they'll never know which one. When it rains, it snows. I wonder.
Dead of winter, oh how well I can remember that day of howling winds and blinding snow. A neighbor came, and as we listened, he said two small boys were missing, and they'd surely die if left out in the cold. Papa tried to organize a searching party. Folks all said it would be foolhardy to look for them until the storm died down. Papa left me and Mama cried and went out alone to find them on the day the big blizzard hit our town. Next day, when the storm was over, the search party soon discovered Papa's frozen body lying in the snow. They picked him up, and there beneath him were the frightened, hungry children wrapped up safe and tight in Papa's overcoat. youngsters told how Papa found them, how he wrapped his coat around them, how he rubbed their bodies till they felt all warm. Then he said, boys, lie here beneath me, and if I should go to sleep, well, you just stay awake, and you'll be safe here from the storm. Papa tried to organize a searching party. Folks all said it would be foolhardy to look for them until the storm died down. Papa left me and Mama crying, and saved two young boys from dying on the day the big blizzard hit our town. On the day the big blizzard hit our town.
Cult with Baby Ice Dog, Sheb Woolley with The Big Blizzard, and They Might Be Giants, When It Rains, It Snows. Nothing's really come up since the last time I talked to you, so I apologize. This is probably not a very compelling thing to listen to me talk about, the fact that there's nothing to talk about. Although I feel like I do that a lot, and I assume you're still listening.
We'll be right back.
was Quicksand with Freezing Process, Mr. Freeze by Jan and Dean from the album Jan and Dean Meet Batman, and Extreme Cold Weather, My Messiah. That's it. I'm done. Done playing songs about the cold for you guys. Hope you're staying warm. Ugh, can't even deal with myself saying that. No, seriously, I hope you're okay, and I really appreciate you listening. Hey, if you want to, you know, get in touch, secondperiod@gmail.com. I'm not going to hurt anybody if you send me an email. I promise. It's not going to hurt anybody. Try it. You'll see. It won't hurt. Not one bit. Anyway, I'm done. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play the Cold Song. Actually, it's called Cold Song by Klaus Nomi. And then, just as easily as it started, this whole thing will be over. And I'll see you next time. Thanks, guys. Stay warm out there. See, I can't do it. I can't do it. Thank you.